Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This was a riot. It was not an insurrection. The events were shameful, criminal, violent, all of those things, but it did not qualify as insurrection, as that term is used in Section 3.
Jonathan Mitchell, an attorney for former President Donald Trump, telling the Supreme Court that January 6th attack on the Capitol wasn't an insurrection as defined in the 14th Amendment. Many listening to Thursday's oral argument say the court seems to be leaning toward overturning the Colorado decision blocking the former president's candidacy. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested letting individual states act could disrupt the election for all the states. But an ABC News Ipsos poll finds half of voters support removing Trump from the ballot. Washington Republicans like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville call that a partisan move and says people should have the right to vote for who they want.
Our entire system of government is based on the consent of the governed. Our country is based on the idea, on the people with their ideas.
While this case deals with the presidency, it could have implications for city and state elected officials. David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
One thing there seemed to be agreement on was that states have authority to determine 14th Amendment qualifications for state officials. And this has been done as recently as 2022.
He cited the case of a New Mexico County commissioner removed from office under the bar against insurrectionists for taking part in January 6th. In the Senate, the failure of the bipartisan border and foreign aid compromise is creating tension. Some Democrats are calling for new efforts on a comprehensive immigration bill, but neither party seems unified on how that could look. As for the new standalone foreign aid package, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said the bill's good, but he was hoping to make the previous deal even harsher for migrants.
I didn't think it was enough. I was hoping to be able to build on what they did, but here's where we're at. The House declared it insufficient.
Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema worked on the border deal and questioned if anyone could have done that.
Are you aware that the only way to offer amendments on a bill being considered in the United States Senate is to first pass the motion to invoke cloture on the motion to proceed?
Republicans may attempt to amend tighter border rules into the standalone foreign aid bill. Washington state lawmakers are considering legislation supporters say could boost local election turnout by as much as 60%. The bill would permit cities and towns in Washington to change local elections from odd to even-numbered years. Andrew Villeneuve with the Northwest Progressive Institute says odd-numbered years draw far fewer voters, especially among marginal groups.
They have very, very small numbers of voters participating, and it's also a much less diverse electorate than what we would see in an even year. So there's fewer voters of color, fewer young voters participating.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Well, there are two different...